Welcome to the Above the Bar podcast. What can I get you?
Never been here before. What do you have?
Well, we've got a cold drinks and a hot mic. What would you like?
I guess I'll take one of each.
One of each, coming right up.
Alrighty, folks, here it is again on your Above the Bar podcast. This is your host, Sean. Today, I wanted to talk to everybody about accountability. This is something that's been coming up a lot. It's been a big conversation for me with a lot of people and a lot of different things that I've been thinking about, especially with as I look around the world and I look at what's going on, talking to my own children, friends, wife, and every time I think about why is something happening, what is going on, it just seems like a lack of accountability. Nobody has any. It's too funny to me. So I was thinking about, you know, where does it start? Accountability is top down. We absolutely, our politicians are useless. No accountability from any of them. It's never their fault. It's the other guy's fault. Oh, he didn't tell me. She didn't tell me. It's always somebody else's fault. And it's easy to blame somebody else and not take ownership. But that's the first thing we tell our children is, don't lie to me. Be straightforward with me. The more honest you are with me, the easier it'll go on you. But yet, we watch our politicians do nothing but lie to us and tell us, no, I wasn't the one that did it. Somebody else did it. And the other thing that came up to me recently was this Vanessa Gillen, the saddest thing ever. 20-year-old, PFC in the Army, murdered, missing for 2 months. Nobody knew where she was. Family wasn't told anything. I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps. We have formation every day. Now, I'm not sure how the Army does it. I can't imagine it's much different. You're at formation 15 minutes prior. You show up 10 minutes late from 10 minutes before my formation. You're not there. I'm going to have your ass. I want to know where you were. Why weren't you there? You're there 15 minutes prior, not so that you're always on time, but so if I want to walk out 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before a formation and have formation, I have that ability to do so because everyone's here. That's my choice. That's leadership. At the same time, I've asked for that formation. If you guys screw up, my Marines screw up, that's on me. I don't get to look at that and go, oh, well, it was the Lance Corporal's fault. It was the Sergeant's fault. It was the Staff Sergeant's fault. Nope, it's mine. And my leadership doesn't get to say, well, it wasn't my fault. It was the Gunny's fault. Nope, it's on me. Used to have an old CO, and this always stuck with me. He used to always tell you, if your Marine does something wrong, it's your fault for two reasons. Because either you knew about it, and you let it keep going on, and chose to do nothing about it, which makes it your fault, or you weren't leading them, you weren't involved in their day-to-day operations, so you didn't know what was going on, so you failed to lead them, so it's your fault. So either way, it's your fault. This little girl, 20 years old, murdered. People telling her family, oh, no, we don't know where she is. People saying, oh, yeah, she was in formation. She was here. She was there. And it reminds me of something that happened back in 1988. Young Marine Jason Rother, he was out at 29 Palms. They had the lieutenant put only one road guard per spot. People were told to have more. The unit's getting ready to pack up. Everyone's leaving. He got left. No accountability. But yet people said he was in formation. He was there. He was there. For several days, people said he was there. Then they started harassing his family, thinking that he was a deserter, telling them, we know you know where he is. We know you know what's going on. Harassing his family. But yet this young Marine was in a desert, missing, died of dehydration and exposure. When I saw the story the first time, they used to talk about how he could see the highway lights from where he died. Because of that, the accountability we started having beyond our normal was unbelievable. Every spot had two people. Everyone went two people together. Anytime you were in the desert, everyone knew where each other was. Constant accountability. This young girl, no one had accountability for her. No one took the time to. And they'll all pay for it. Have no doubt in my mind. You can take this one to the bank. I guarantee you that her commanding officer will lose his commission. Her direct supervisors will lose their commission. You'll see sergeants getting busted down because they should have known. They should have had accountability. They should have known where she was from day one, from moment one. They should have had an idea where this little girl was. But yet, somebody didn't account for where this PFC was. This soldier was left with no accountability, no one keeping an eye on her. And even the sexual harassment that comes along with this. You know, I don't want to get much into it, but it kind of tracks right along with what we see with the law enforcement today. I am a big supporter of law enforcement. They do a job that I'll tell you today, 95% of us wouldn't do. I've had family in law enforcement. There is no way that I would do it. To the point that even today, if my children came to me and they said they wanted to be a Marine, I would walk them to the office. I'd be more than happy to have them as a Marine. But if one of my kids said to me today, I want to go be a cop, I would question it. I would be like, why? Why do you want to put yourself in that kind of danger? Because even as a Marine, I feel like there's more danger for my children to be a cop in a city than there is for my children out on the streets in Baghdad. It's more dangerous. But again, that's where, you know, this lack of accountability comes into play. Now, they said that this Vanessa Gillen was sexually harassed. Well, she probably was. I have almost no doubt in my mind about that. Wasn't there. Please don't quote me on facts. It wasn't there. But I knew female Marines that had come to me in senior leadership, and I had to push it up the food chain to get them assistance when they told me, hey, I was sexually harassed. I was sexually assaulted. The one that comes to mind in particular was actually sexually assaulted by another female. And she had to go to her leadership. And instead of pulling the woman out who sexually assaulted her, she was moved units. She was made, the victim was made into being the bad guy. But again, how are you supposed to take care of these things? We allow people who can get in trouble, because again, the people who become accountable from the top down, that's who's going to get in trouble for these things, also are the ones that have to investigate these things. Doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that? I would not ask my own children to look into doing something that I know they did wrong for them to investigate why it was wrong. I'm not going to get a straight answer. I'm not going to get anything fixed. They're going to be like, yeah, right, Dad, we got this. And they're going to walk away and nothing's going to change. They're going to find ways to not get caught. In the service, the most that's going to happen is there's going to be some more safety briefings. Things will be a little bit more difficult for a couple years. But remember, those leaderships change every 3 years. Most people do not stay at a command longer than 3 years. I know very, very few that ever did. So every 3 years, those people go, new people come in, people get orders all the time, and it gets forgotten about. It doesn't get trained. So how do we expect that to change anywhere? And it's the same thing we see in our law enforcement today. No one is held accountable from the top down. And again, like I said, I support the daylights out of them. I thank every single one I see. They do a job that none of us want to do. So please don't send me letters and messages saying, oh, you don't believe in their lives, they don't matter. That's not true. I have family, I have friends, they all do these jobs. And they do something I could never do. But I'm telling you, no one is holding them accountable. Because if they were, it would be from the top down. You would see the officer who abuses someone, who harasses someone, not only would they pay for it, the sergeant directly above them on the day they got in trouble would pay for it. The lieutenant who watched after that sergeant would pay for it. And they would pay for it from the top down. And what would be amazing, once they start paying for it from the top down, they start holding people accountable. They start watching what people are doing. They start keeping an eye on what they're doing. They start managing what they're doing. It becomes an entirely different animal once they start getting involved. In the area I live in, we have a surprising sheriff that runs one of the counties. It's the only county sheriff I know of personally that is constantly on TV, constantly telling us these are the things we're doing to try to get things better. Long before we saw any of the things we're seeing on the news today, any of the problems that have happened, going all the way back to Freddie Gray, he was always on the TV, always talking to people saying, hey, this is the right way. So, and this is what we need. We need people in those positions that are willing to go out and say what's wrong, say how to fix it, be part of the solution. Look, don't come to me with problems, come to me with solutions. Be part of those solutions. And we don't have those leaders today. We don't have those people that are willing to come out and do that. And when they do come out and do it, we chastise them and we say that they're being hateful, they're not helping, they're not part of the groups that want to be helpful. And it's like this defunding the police. How stupid is that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The people screaming about defunding the police are going to be the first ones picking up the phone asking why the police aren't there. You want to do things better? Start looking at some of these wasted wars we have. That's another great thing we do. We like to put the words war on in front of things. Believe it was President Johnson that started the war on poverty. Last time I checked, most of us are still broke. Most of us are still struggling. None of those programs are working. People aren't all of a sudden, you know, equal. They're broke. War on poverty didn't work. War on drugs didn't work. People are still using drugs. People are still getting high. It didn't work. War on terrorism. We still deal with these things. We still deal with domestic terrorism, domestic issues of terrorism, overseas terrorism. Nothing changed. But somebody's brother-in-law who sells military equipment to civilian law enforcement is making a small mint. We've militarized our police force to look like I did in the Marine Corps. How does that make any sense? I'm not comfortable with that. I had a buddy at work the other day brought up a great point, and I would love to know when this changed. And I had an answer for him. He said, when did the cops stop coming to my door for a traffic stop where, hey, I was speeding, it happens, and just walking up to my car and saying, excuse me, do you know how fast you were going? Instead, now they walk up to your door and ask that same question, but with their hand on a weapon, ready to shoot me. Even as a typical white male in my 40s, when a cop comes to my car, I keep my hands on the steering wheel. I don't go in my glove box. I don't go anywhere near anything unless I have verbalized every action to the officer. I tell him, I'm going to reach in my glove box where my registration is. I will hand it to you. I will hand it with my right hand to my left hand. I am that animated about it because even I don't want some issue. I don't want a problem. We've all reached that point because there's no accountability. There's nobody who wants to be the one that says, got it, my fault. Got it, my issue. We all want to point the finger at somebody else. Accountability comes from the top down. It comes from leadership. It also comes from the people that they're dealing with. Stop telling your kids that they can be assholes to people in charge. The Karens of the world need to stop. The Kens of the world need to stop. Stop going in stores and because some kid that you don't think's job's worth it already, only making $11 an hour minimum wage or whatever it is today, and you already don't think their job's worth it, getting mad at them because the price tag said $2.99 but rang up $3.15. That kid ain't got nothing to do with that. You being rude and being disrespectful just makes somebody else rude and disrespectful. You're not being accountable for your actions. We have to, as individuals, stop and be accountable for ourselves. Stop blaming other people for what we do, for our rude behavior, for our rude actions. Start being accountable. Start saying to ourselves, how is this going to affect somebody else? Do I really even need to say something to this person? Because if you start asking yourself that question, many, many more times you'll stop. I had to learn it. I'm not sitting here saying I'm perfect at this. When I first got out of the service, I was quick to look at people and think to myself, I should go say something to them. They're not doing this right. They're not doing that right. Because that's the world I came from. That's who I was. I was the guy who told you if you were or weren't doing something right. And then I realized, am I doing the right things? Am I being accountable to myself? I had to start looking at my own actions. And I realized, you know what? I probably wasn't being. And I needed to teach myself this. I needed to be accountable to me. Once I started being accountable to me and I started doing the right things more often that matched the civilian life I was now living in, people see you. They do the right things. If everyone's doing the right things, Just seeing people doing the right things and acting the right way creates enough pressure that people start doing those things. Look at your workspace. If you are always doing the right things and you're doing the right actions, most times people around you are. We all have that 1%. That 1% of people that we used to call in service 10%, but I don't even think it's that high, that won't be accountable, that they want to find a way to skate around things. They want to find a way to get around things. Well, that's okay. They can be that person. You don't have to be that person with them. Eventually, if everybody starts being accountable and doesn't tag along with them, they go away. They become unemployed. Things become better. Be accountable to yourselves, folks. Be accountable when you're out walking the streets. Be accountable to things that are happening around you. Stop blaming other people. Stop blaming other people's actions. Be accountable. If you see something's wrong, say it. Hey, see something, say something. It's a pretty amazing slogan, but it actually works. You see something, you say something, you be accountable. This is something for you, everybody, to think about and discuss. I don't even know what to call it. I wanted to call this a bar snack. I wanted to call this one a little bit long form and was going to have some folks sit down and talk with me, but this is something that's just been sitting in my mind and stewing, and I keep looking around it. Just people being unaccountable. Look at the face mask. I already talked about face masks. Was in Walmart today. Watched an employee refuse to say something to three people without a mask on. And when another gentleman looked at him and said, "Are you going to say something?" he just flipped his hands up like, "Nope." Well, wait a sec. Why isn't that Walmart employee willing to do it? All he's got to do is say to somebody, "Folks, can't come in here without your mask on." They're either going to put their mask on or they're going to get nasty. You ain't got to fight with them if they get nasty. You call your manager. Your manager can come deal with them. That's what they get paid the extra money for. But you know what? Your job that day is to be accountable for other people's health and well-being, that your state told you that you had to do this. I guarantee you, if somebody in senior Walmart leadership would have saw them walk in without a mask and saw that employee not say something, they'd have fired his ass. And he'd have been upset. And he'd have said, "I can't believe they fired me. That ain't my fault. That ain't my job." Yes, it was. Your job was to stand at the door and make sure people were doing the right thing when they came into that store. You were accountable for the safety of those people when they walked in that door. It was that simple. But you didn't do it. I have to do it at my job every day. Before people can enter my job, I have to look at them and I have to say, "Before you can enter this space, you need to put your face covering on." That's it. It's that simple. And I've had people look at me and give me excuses. That's fine. Then you don't get to come in. It's that easy. You're accountable for people's safety that day. When you take your children out, do you let your children just do whatever the hell they want to do? Because if you do, then you're not accountable to them. And that's not right, that other people then have to get involved. And then you're probably the person that gets mad when your kid's tearing up the store, screaming in the restaurant, and people are like, "Excuse me, could you be quiet? Could you keep it down?" You're not being accountable, so somebody else does, and then you're the one that wants to get your panties in an uproar. Unreal. It's like accountable for your conversations. Folks, please keep your phone off a speakerphone in public. No one wants to hear your conversation. No one wants to hear that grandma got the gout. No one wants to hear that your cousin just found out she's pregnant. No one cares. I understand that for some folks, they don't even realize they have it on speakerphone. I can't tell you how many times I see people with the phone on speakerphone up to their ear. And I have to ask them, "Hey, could you take it off a speakerphone? This is part of my job." "Oh, yeah, sorry about that." They take it off a speakerphone, and it's never a problem. But please don't put your phone on speakerphone. Don't watch your movie in public as loud as you can. Listen to your radio as loud as you can while walking through a store. No one wants to hear that. Because, again, that's a part of accountability. Be accountable for the environment you're in. Be respectful to other people. It's amazing. Respect is so huge. I'm going to leave everybody with kind of this thought here. When's the last time you called somebody older than you, Mr. or Miss, Sir or Ma'am? Here's why I ask that. That little bit of respect. Two people in my life that really made an impact on me in terms of respect. One was my father, and I can remember being probably somewhere between 7 and 10 years old. He introduced me to one of his friends. I don't remember the man's name. And my father said, "This is Mr. We'll just call him John. This is Mr. John." And I said, "Hi." And he looked at me before I could say anything and goes, "Oh, don't call me Mr. My name's John." And my father stopped him and said, "No, it's Mr." And that stuck with me. I go to work today and I have fellow employees get paid the same money I get paid. But I know they're old enough to be my parent or pretty damn close. I call them Mr. because it's a sign of respect. I get that same respect back. I'm accountable to who I am at that moment. I'm accountable to my parents and how they raised me. Same thing with, I had my high school principal. Guy started our high school in 1972. Ninth grade orientation. I'm an eighth grader. Ninth grade orientation. He stood in front of a room full of kids. There's about 300 and some of us. And told us all, we do not have to be respectful to our teachers. Well, hell, you should have just told us all we could run around like lunatics. And we all were like, whoa, hey. And a moment later, he then looked at us all and said, but you need to understand they do not have to respect you either. That stuck in my head. Two-way street. I am accountable for my actions, and that accountability is how other people will respect me. Take a moment and think about that, folks. How accountable are you for your actions? How accountable are you for how other people see you? How accountable are you every day? This is your host, Sean. If you have any comments, any thoughts for us, we can be reached at Twitter at above_the_bar or at above_the_bar4. Our Instagram is above_the_bar_podcast. We're at Podbean at abovethebarpodcast.podbean.com. Our Facebook page is the Above the Bar Podcast, and the email is the abovethebarpodcast@gmail.com. Hope everyone has a wonderful day and look forward to hearing from you soon.